This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Welcome back for another edition of PT Talker. You are listening to the place where you can go to find out news and business ideas and listen to experts who talk about the world of physical therapy right here at pttalker.com. Hi, I'm your host today, Jeff Worrell, and joining me is Kirsten Palombaro, who is a PT PhD with Widener University out in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Kirsten, to our show.
Thank you.
Now, your official title is Community Engagement Coordinator. I guess I don't run into a whole lot of physical therapists who say I'm the Community Engagement Coordinator. Can you give me 30 seconds on what you do there at Widener?
Certainly. I match our students with engagement opportunities within the community of Chester, which is a relatively poor urban center that we're located in. And our students provide health and wellness services through their coursework, so I connect them through their coursework to the community. And then I also am one of the faculty advisors to our clinic as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, well, let's get into that. I think our listeners are going to find this somewhat of an unusual topic than the norm for PT Talker, but this one has such a there's just great stuff going on that you're doing, because we're going to talk about the Chester Community Physical Therapy Clinic, which not only sounds like a fabulous way as a student to learn and really use the skills that you're learning about at Widener, but also it sounds to me like you're doing some amazing charity work for the community at large right there in Chester. So first of all, I guess, congratulations. Was this your idea?
Well, technically it was our students' idea. Our students had worked at a clinic for the uninsured in West Philadelphia, which is not too far from Chester and which has a population similar to Chester. Mm-hmm. And they came back to us asking why we didn't have a clinic in our own underserved community. And from there, myself and another faculty person, Jill Latanzi, went and conducted a needs assessment and looked into the feasibility of starting our own clinic. But I definitely have to hand it to our students. They were the motivating force in opening up our clinic.
So now let's get some basics here. Does Widener have a PT program, and how many students do you have? Let's get some of those basics.
Yes, we have a Doctor of Physical Therapy program, and it is a three-year program, and each class of students, it has about 45 students in it. So we have three classes of 45 students.
Okay, perfect.
At any given time.
Perfect. And then you have set up a facility somewhere. Would this be on campus or somewhere in the urban center there?
Yes, we're actually fortunate. It is on the very edge of our campus, so it actually is within the Chester community. Mm-hmm. And it is university space, which is great for us because we don't have to pay rent or utilities on the space,
yeah.
which allows us to keep our costs down. So, yes, it's a clinic on our campus, but pretty much in our community as well.
Yeah. So now, is Widener like, is the campus integrated into the community, like into the downtown area, or what's the physical layout?
Well, Widener is in one portion of Chester, and certainly there are houses in the community that are on our campus, so our campus is not a walled-off campus, but Route I-95 cuts Chester in two, and so there is a large portion of Chester that is on the other side of 95, somewhat cut off from Widener's campus.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And, okay, the goal here is you are serving the underinsured and the uninsured. Do these folks that come to your facility, have they already seen a physician, or what's the intake process, just for our listeners that may want to try and duplicate this?
Well, some of our clients have contacted us due to a referral from physical therapists within the community, where they have maxed out their insurance benefit but are still in need of care. So, for example, somebody post-shoulder replacement, or somebody with a knee replacement who still has not regained full functional capacity but whose insurance won't cover them. And so certainly they need to come to us with a physical therapy prescription from a physician. And then some of our clients do come to us with a physician prescription just directly because they do not have any insurance. Mm-hmm. And it's our policy that we do require a physician prescription, but if somebody from the community contacts us, our students will work with them to get that prescription so that they can begin attending our clinic.
So now, is it just for curiosity, is Pennsylvania a direct access state?
Pennsylvania is a direct access state, but many Pennsylvania clinicians have not adopted a direct access license yet. And so for us, we did not want to become a direct access clinic because the logistics of getting supervising physical therapists who also had a direct access license would be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I enter your clinic, and I have my script in hand. What's the next thing that's going to happen?
Basically, we have undergraduate volunteers who work as our receptionists, and they will greet you and gather your material and go to our physical therapy graduate students and get the chart and have any paperwork that the client needs to fill out, just general basic demographic information.
Do you have a waiting room with 5-year-old magazines in it and everything?
No, we have a beautiful waiting room. Actually, it was our idea that both our clinic space and our waiting room space be warm and inviting and not what you think of when you think of a clinic for the uninsured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wanted our clients to feel like we were valuing them as people and that we respected them, and so our waiting room, it has beautiful leather sofa and beautiful chairs and some very nice furniture, Windsor chairs, and then nice lamps. And our clinic space actually is gorgeous. It has laminate flooring and just all new equipment.
Wow.
It's very nice. So, yeah, the magazines are very updated. We the faculty bring in our magazines from our current subscription so that we can rotate them.
Good deal. All right.
Yeah.
So then will I actually be seen, if I were a patient in your clinic, by a student then?
Yes, you'll be seen by a student physical therapist, and they will typically be in the second or third year of graduate studies, and they will be supervised by a Pennsylvania licensed physical therapist, and many of our licensed physical therapists are alums of our program, and that the supervising PTs are also all volunteer as well.
So, and obviously they're from the local area then?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I come in, and the supervising licensed physical therapist is going to help me as the student then establish a treatment plan?
Absolutely. So basically our students are running the clinic and they are providing the evaluation, but they do meet with the physical therapists before the client even comes in to make sure that they have their evaluation organized, that they're going to ask the right questions, and that they have some sort of plan before the client even comes to us. And then the supervising therapist is there for any questions and for feedback as well, and is there just to make sure that the evaluation and the treatments are going well.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that our students have really risen to the occasion and really have become well prepared for seeing their new clients in the clinic.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine what better training than to actually be treating. I mean, obviously, your students all have to go on practicals and do that like any other program, but this is all in addition to that training. So
yes,
this has to be better.
Yes, and the students, you know, for them, they're being engaged in physical therapy the entire time that they're in school then. And, you know, when I was in PT school, I was in school an entire year before I touched a patient, and it became very challenging to remember why I was in school learning all of these things when really what I wanted to do was get out there and work with patients. And so this allows them a nice low-key supervised way to practice their new skills and to develop their evaluation plans and plans of care while they're not on clinical as well.
Mm-hmm. So then is this a clinic that is open odd hours or times when your volunteers are not busy with other things, or do you have normal hours?
We have regular hours. Our hours are 4:30 to 6:30, Monday through Thursday, and Mondays are devoted to our pediatric clients. We thought it would be nice to have a pediatric evening, and so that way children, you know, would have more fun at their treatments if there were other children around.
Yeah.
And then Tuesdays and Thursdays are general treatment nights. And Wednesdays right now we see evaluations only, and we also are planning in the fall to have community health education evenings in the clinic on Wednesdays.
Now, do you know, is this a fairly common practice in for PT schools to have some kind of a pro bono clinic like this?
Well, there aren't too many pro bono clinics in our immediate area. There is one other clinic, as I mentioned, in West Philadelphia, but that is run at an outpatient clinic, and it is run in partnership with a university program, but also in partnership with one of the local health systems.
Mm.
So it's not, it is, while students from many local universities do come to provide pro bono services, it's not the same model as ours. We did go to a conference last spring for uninsured student-run clinics, and we did find other examples of clinics throughout the country that were run by physical therapists, but also other professionals, health profession students as well, medical students and nursing students. And so it does seem that there are a few pro bono clinics out there across the country run by different universities, but not as many as there could possibly be.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, does any money exchange hands, or how does all that part work?
Our clients are requested to provide a $5 copay,
mm-hmm.
And that copay goes into a general fund, and that can be waived if the client states that they cannot pay it. But it has been found that clients in general tend to place a greater value on their service if they're asked to donate a nominal fee. And so this, you know, allows them to, you know, still feel respected and dignified. And at the same time, we would not ever refuse to see a person
right.
if they couldn't pay the $5
right.
fee.
And then I'm really curious, you said you have beautiful equipment. Does the equipment then just come via your university budget somehow?
No. Our university budget does not really supply any funding for our clinic other than our utilities and our space.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, so where do you guys come? I mean, what kind of things do you have, and how did you obtain them?
Well, we were lucky. We were able to get some in-kind donations of some new or almost new equipment that hospitals or other local clinics had ordered and then had not used. And then what happened was our inaugural class that kind of asked us to start this clinic, their class and then the Physical Therapy Student Association of that graduating class donated us money, and we used that to purchase two plinths. And then what happened was a snowball effect. A local equipment company that we had called, when we got talking to the guy who owned the equipment company, we were just saying, listen, we have a finite amount of money, and we're trying to start this clinic, and could we, what would be the best value for our money? And so what happened was he started giving us heavily discounted items and also looking in his warehouse for things that were discontinued items, but that he might have lying about that he could no longer sell because it wasn't necessarily
yeah.
listed in the catalog. So we did get a number of pieces of equipment that way as well.
Good for you.
And
That's
then the
great.
Next year's class donated for us flooring for the clinic, and then one of our students' fathers volunteered to install it for us. So it just really has become a
yeah.
snowball effect.
A community. Absolutely a community. You know what, we're out of time, but I want to ask you, do you remember the name of the company that helped you with your equipment? I'd love to give them a little bit of PR.
Absolutely. It's M.A. Rollis.
M.A. Rollis. So congratulations. That's really nice when we hear great stories like that. And then real quick, how long has the clinic been open?
Since September 2009.
Okay, so you guys are in your inaugural year.
Yes.
Then, huh?
Yes.
And that's great. It'd be fun for students who work there to come back 10 years from now and be able to help you as alumnus. And it's just a neat story. Kirsten Palombaro, you are the person that sounds to me like is just doing great, great things with your students, and we want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and best wishes to everyone at Widener University, as well as all of our listeners. I want to encourage PT Talk are certainly open to students, and you can subscribe by going to iTunes and certainly hearing previous episodes. And we want to thank, again, everyone for listening, and we'll be back next week with another expert in the world of physical therapy. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.